Unit 1, Test 1, Section 1. Number 1, he has no more than $10.
Number 2, the number of the students is no less than 1,000.
Number 3, you cannot be too careful.
Number 4, he cannot speak English without making mistakes.
Number 5, no one can read the story without being moved.
Number 6, it was not until I came to Beijing that I saw an elephant.
Number 7, I couldn't feel better.
Number 8, the house has been let, but nobody's moving in until tomorrow.
Section 2.
Number 9. What'll the weather be like tomorrow, John?
I don't know whether we'll have a rainy day. Question. What does John think it'll be like tomorrow? Number 10. I'm not sure whether this conference is as disappointing as last year's.
No, I'm sure it's not.
Question. How does the woman like this conference? Number 11. Are you sure you don't mind devoting much time to the subject?
Yes, I'm sure of that.
Question. Does the woman mind spending much time on this subject? Number 12. The bus driver, I think, has nothing to do with the traffic accident.
Is that possible? But it is the driver that drives the bus at speed.
Question. What's the woman's opinion of the traffic accident? Number 13. Was it in 1896 that radium was discovered, Kate? But I doubt if it was.
I can't remember which year.
Question. Does Kate believe that radium was discovered in 1896? Test 2, Section 1. Three gentlemen went out for a drive in the country. They were singing and laughing along the way. They didn't notice how fast they were going. "Slow down, Henry," one of them said from the back seat. But the driver was enjoying it very much. This was his car, the famous Model T Ford. He had always dreamed of building a car. Now he was driving it. Then it began to get dark, and one of the lights burned out. So Henry went to a store. "Do you see that man with the white hair sitting in the back seat of my car? He is the person who invented the light bulb." "You don't mean Thomas Edison," said the storekeeper. "Yes, and the man near him is the one who made the tires for my car." The shopkeeper didn't believe him. He said, "And now you will tell me that you are Henry Ford, inventor of this car." "You are right," said Henry Ford as he drove his car away. Three gentlemen went out for a drive in the country. They were singing and laughing along the way. They didn't notice how fast they were going. "Slow down, Henry," one of them said from the back seat. But the driver was enjoying it very much. This was his car, the famous Model T Ford. He had always dreamed of building a car. Now he was driving it. Then it began to get dark, and one of the lights burned out. So Henry went to a store. "Do you see that man with the white hair sitting in the back seat of my car? He is the person who invented the light bulb." "You don't mean Thomas Edison," said the storekeeper. "Yes, and the man near him is the one who made the tires for my car." The shopkeeper didn't believe him. He said, "And now you will tell me that you are Henry Ford, inventor of this car." "You are right," said Henry Ford as he drove his car away. Section 2.
Albert Einstein was born to Hermann Einstein, a businessman, on March 14, 1879, in Ulm, Germany. At the age of 10, he set into a program of self-education and read as much about science as he could. When he was 17 years old, in 1896, he graduated from high school. 4 years later, he graduated from the FPA in Zurich, Switzerland. He married Maleva in January 1903. 2 years after his first marriage, he put forward his special theory of relativity. In 1913, he went on working with his new theory of gravity, and in 1915, he completed the general theory of relativity. In 1919, he married Elsa. Albert Einstein received the Nobel Prize for his works in physics in 1921. But in 1933, he was forced to leave Germany for the USA and settled in Princeton, New Jersey. He lived there until he died of heart failure on April 16, 1955. Albert Einstein was born to Hermann Einstein, a businessman, on March 14, 1879, in Ulm, Germany. At the age of 10, he set into a program of self-education and read as much about science as he could. When he was 17 years old, in 1896, he graduated from high school. 4 years later, he graduated from the FPA in Zurich, Switzerland. He married Maleva in January 1903. 2 years after his first marriage, he put forward his special theory of relativity. In 1913, he went on working with his new theory of gravity, and in 1915, he completed the general theory of relativity. In 1919, he married Elsa. Albert Einstein received the Nobel Prize for his works in physics in 1921. But in 1933, he was forced to leave Germany for the USA and settled in Princeton, New Jersey. He lived there until he died of heart failure on April 16, 1955.
Section 3. As a child, Henry helped his father on the farm by planting seeds and carrying things for his father with his hands, and he kept thinking that machines could do the work much faster. He likes machines very much, and he began playing with clocks and watches. His mother thought that a silly game, but Henry liked it. Soon he left the farm and went to work in a city. By day he worked in a machine shop. At night he cleaned clocks. Henry kept on working hard. He wanted to make something for somebody to buy. Then he decided to make a horseless carriage. "It's new," he said, "and people would love to have their own car. My car will take the place of horses." Ford's work cost a lot of money, and he had a large family. He never had enough money for them or for his work. At last, Henry Ford made his car. He had tried to make a car 20 times. He kept on making better cars at lower cost. He named it the Model T because it was the 20th car he had tried to make. As a child, Henry helped his father on the farm by planting seeds and carrying things for his father with his hands, and he kept thinking that machines could do the work much faster. He likes machines very much, and he began playing with clocks and watches. His mother thought that a silly game, but Henry liked it. Soon he left the farm and went to work in a city. By day he worked in a machine shop. At night he cleaned clocks. Henry kept on working hard. He wanted to make something for somebody to buy. Then he decided to make a horseless carriage. "It's new," he said, "and people would love to have their own car. My car will take the place of horses." Ford's work cost a lot of money, and he had a large family. He never had enough money for them or for his work. At last Henry Ford made his car. He had tried to make a car 20 times. He kept on making better cars at lower cost. He named it the Model T because it was the 20th car he had tried to make. Section 4.
How did Americans show their respect for Edison? Thomas Alva Edison was awarded more patents on inventions than any other American. When he died in 1931, Americans wondered how they could best show their respect for him. One suggestion was that the nation observe a minute or two of total blackout. All electric power would be shut off in homes, streets, and factories. Perhaps this suggested plan made Americans realize fully what Edison and his inventions meant to them. Electric power was too important to the country. Shutting it off for even a short time would have led to complete confusion. A blackout was impossible. On the day of Edison's funeral, many people silently dimmed their lights. In this way, they could honor the great force of electricity at their countrymen's fingertips. How did Americans show their respect for Edison? Thomas Alva Edison was awarded more patents on inventions than any other American. When he died in 1931, Americans wondered how they could best show their respect for him. One suggestion was that the nation observe a minute or two of total blackout. All electric power would be shut off in homes, streets, and factories. Perhaps this suggested plan made Americans realize fully what Edison and his inventions meant to them. Electric power was too important to the country. Shutting it off for even a short time would have led to complete confusion. A blackout was impossible. On the day of Edison's funeral, many people silently dimmed their lights. In this way, they could honor the great force of electricity at their countrymen's fingertips.
Questions. 32. Who was awarded the most patents on inventions in America?
33. What did the Americans do to best show their respects for Thomas Edison?
34. What did the suggested plan make Americans realize fully?
35. What would happen if people had observed a minute or two of total blackout?